Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you once again on another Wednesday. Amen. Our topic for today is our continuation and the subject and the wonders of the love of God, agape or agape. Amen. 30 days of devotion, and we are on days 8 through 14. Days 8 through 14. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking, oh God, and praising you, Lord, for your love, your kindness, and your mercy toward each and every one of us. We give glory to you, oh God, you being the creator of all things, the creator of our lives, you being the one who has kept us safe from all evil, seen and unseen, you being the one who set up a plan. Amen, and glory to God in the highest, set a plan in place, amen, for the life-giving power, amen, your life-giving power to restore us, amen, to our right place, the place where you intended that we be all along, amen, in a place where we, amen, are able to say, Abba, Father. We have a position, amen, that we're privileged to be able to call you Daddy God. Oh, Father God, I give you glory and I give you praise. I give you honor, oh, Lord, for your greatness, for your sovereignty, for your mercy, and for your love. Father, I press past every objection of the devil right now in the name of Jesus. I push back the darkness, Lord, to give you the glory and the honor that you so deserve from each and every one of us. Forgive us, God, for every day that we don't arise and don't give you glory. And I mean glory to God in the highest glory. Oh, God, you are the one that gives each and every one of our hearts a beat. You are the one, Lord God, that continues to allow the synapses of our brain to fire. Father, we give you glory and we give you praise for your mercy, your love, and showing up your kindness toward each and every one of us. Bless, Lord, each and every one that is listening even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over the nations right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you overtake them, Lord God, with your mighty salvation. Overtake them with your mighty hand. Father, come against all the works of the enemy even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, oh, give them ears to hear, Lord God, and eyes to see in this hour, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord, every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy, even in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. People are suffering, Lord God. People are afraid, Lord. People are running for their lives, Lord, and some of them don't even know exactly what they're running from, but Father, you are able in the midst of the chaos to bring peace. You are able in the midst of the chaos to bring salvation. Oh, Lord God, I plead the blood over each and every soul, each and every nation represented right now in the name of Jesus. And I break off every wickedness, Lord, that they might receive your power and receive your deliverance and your salvation in this hour right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that each and every one of them receive your agape, your agape, your unconditional love, the benevolence that comes forth from our creator, our keeper, our hope, our the author and the finisher, pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Glory and honor, wisdom and power, Lord God, is yours, oh God, and we honor you on today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your love and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing power that's moving even right now in the midst of us. We praise you, oh God, even for the process that we are in the midst of, Lord, because you are bringing breakthrough, you're bringing healing, you're bringing restoration, you're bringing forth, Lord God, those things that we have need of, and we give you glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, we thank you for your agape, your love, your love, your love. God is love, and the love that God has for us, amen, it is immeasurable. Glory to God. It has no conditions, no borders, no boundaries, and no limits. the love of God. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it, from the love of God, not even our sin. It won't separate us from his love, but it will separate us from his holiness. Oh, God, but he will love us no matter what condition we find ourselves in, no matter what we've done, no matter where we've been. The Spirit of the Lord, he loves us. And from the very beginning, glory to God, he had a plan. God had a plan from the very beginning, amen. And I'm calling it God's big plan of enduring love, amen. From Genesis to Revelation, it is a love story of how our Creator God loved us so much that he set us on a course, amen, for success from the very beginning. Opposition came in the midst of that the Lord had created. Opposition was there. The enemy of God came against us and tried to destroy us because of the hatred and the animosity that he and the enmity. Amen. The hostile mind is enmity. The hostile mind that the enemy had against God. He took it all out on us and he continues to do so. He wants to hurt God, but he doesn't have the power or the capacity to hurt God, so he hurts us instead. And many of us don't realize that we've been deceived by that enemy that wants to destroy us. He wants to sift us as wheat. His threefold mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. And many don't recognize his mission. Many don't recognize that they've been deceived, that they've been bamboozled, that they've been hoodwinked. They don't recognize that the enemy of God had came against us because he could not come against God. He cannot destroy God. So he would implant weaknesses within us. He would use his influence to come against us. He possesses many of human beings. Oh, but God, he had a plan. He knew what we would do. He knew what the enemy would do, and still he created us. And still he had a plan. Glory to God in Genesis 3 and 15. Amen. And I'm talking about the 8 through 14 days of agape that we have been devoting, amen, to the Lord. Our 30 days of devotional, amen, giving glory and honor to the Lord for the love that he has for us. From the very beginning, he had a plan. And in Genesis 3 and 15, he lets us know that I will put hostility between you and the woman, and in between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike her. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. The Lord said to the serpent who bamboozled Adam and Eve out of their rightful place, amen, in relationship with God, out of their rightful place in paradise. He bamboozled them out of their prosperity, like he's doing so many today. But the Lord, he had a plan then, and he has a plan now. Glory to God, he has not forgotten you. No matter where you are or what you've done, he has not forgotten. From the very beginning, amen, when man fell from the grace of God, when death was set in place, and all that was created began to decay in that very moment. And they were at that moment separated, amen, from the presence of God. They were separated, amen, in that they did not have that intimacy with God any longer. No longer could they commune with God in the way that they did before, because death always brings separation. But God, he had a plan, amen, and he let the enemy know of his plan, although I'm sure that the enemy didn't understand exactly what he was saying, because he cannot read the minds of God, the mind of God. He doesn't know the thoughts of God, amen. He doesn't recognize that the thoughts that God has toward each and every one of us, they are good. He has an intent that each of us, amen, that each of us come to our destined place in this life. Glory to God. God has a plan for each and every one of us. And he let the certain serpent know from the very beginning. Amen. Uh-huh. Yeah. You think you got by, but you have not gotten away, because I, the seed of this very woman that you have deceived, as this seed is going to strike a fatal blow to your head. And yes, you will strike his heel, but you, it won't be a fatal blow at all. And we know, amen, this is a messianic, a prophecy that the Lord brought forth in the very beginning, amen, to let us know that there was a seed that would come forth from woman, amen, that will bring us forth and bring us out and bring us back to a place, to our destined place, bring us back to the place that the Lord intended that we remain, a place of right fellowship with him, a place where we are able to go to him at any time, in any hour of the day, and he will answer us. Jeremiah said, call unto the Lord, and he call unto me, and I will answer you and give, and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Glory to God. And even as time continued on and the Lord saw fit that he must destroy all of mankind except Noah, a man who was righteous before the presence of God. He saved him and all of his family because he was righteous and blameless before the Lord, because he was obedient and he honored God. Glory to God. The Lord saved him. Amen. And the Lord redeemed mankind through Noah and his family. Amen. And when the floods had ended and they landed on ground again, they replenished the all over again. Glory to God. The Lord said to him, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark with your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives. And the Lord did establish his covenant with him. He made a promise to them. Amen. And he kept his promise. Amen. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Any word that he speaks, it shall be exactly as he said it shall be. If the Lord has spoken anything to you in this hour, it shall be. Even if it's not today, it shall be. Because God said it. Glory to God. Amen. As time continued on, the Lord, amen, established his way with Abraham. Glory to God. And in Genesis 15:5, he said, it lets us know that the Lord took Abraham outside to look at the stars, promising Abraham that his descendants would be even more numerous than they. Glory to God. And the Lord chose from among his descendants, amen, the Jews to be a light to the nations. The word Gentile is the nations. Amen. There was no races, amen, in the mind of God. That came forth from the mind of men. It came forth out of an evil heart. The two, what we would consider to be races, were only Jews and the nations. Amen. And the Lord only established the difference so that he could put his spirit and his laws and those boundaries in the Jews and establish them as a light to the nations, whereby the rest of the world would come to know God through them. Glory to God, because God, he had a plan from the very beginning. And truly, even as we look out into the nations, into the earth on this day, we see that the descendants of Abraham are great, and they are more numerous than the stars in the heavens. Glory to God. And as time continued on, amen, in Genesis 15:19-21, Joseph, amen, the dreamer, glory to God, amen, he was a dreamer among the people of God. He was one of Abraham's descendants, amen, descending, actually Abraham's grand, was it great-grandson? It was Abraham, Isaac, and then Jacob. Glory to God, a son of Jacob. Amen, a dreamer. And the Lord had placed his spirit on his life. He gave him dreams, and he told his brother of the dreams. Amen. And because he was the son of Rachel, the only son that Jacob had from his beloved wife, Rachel, he actually doted on Joseph. And his brothers were very jealous of him, and they sold him into slavery. Glory to God. But in the 50th chapter of Genesis, Joseph said to his brothers, you had planned this for evil, but God planned it for good. Down through a series,
series of horrible events that happened to Joseph while he was in bondage in Egypt. Amen. The Lord gave the Pharaoh a dream that none of his magicians, none of his astrologers, none of his sorcerers, none of them could give the interpretation of the dream. But Joseph, there in prison, was remembered by a member of the staff that was also in prison at a time when Joseph was there. Amen. And he remembered Joseph on that day, and he let the Pharaoh know that Joseph can interpret dreams. So the Pharaoh, he released Joseph so that Joseph could give the interpretation of the dream. And so he did. And he made Joseph on that day second only to himself. The Pharaoh made Joseph second only to himself. And you know why he did that? Because God had a plan for his people. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, God has a, and it is a plan of enduring love. He loved us from the beginning to the end of the book. From Genesis to Revelation, the Lord loves us, and he does everything that he can to equip us and to protect us from the enemy of our souls, from the enemy of our prosperity, from the enemy of our sanity, from the enemy of our lives. God has placed borders, amen. He has placed things in order for us to be safe from the devil. And sometimes we refuse safety, and instead we run headlong into the arms of the enemy, because he will dangle what appears to be gold before us, only to find out it's iron pyrite and worthless, and it ends in our destruction. That's what the enemy has. And that's what the enemy thought he was doing in Joseph when all those evil things were happening, and his brothers that were so jealous that they sent him forth. But the plan of God was not only to save Egypt in those days, but also to save the family of Joseph. Glory to God, to save Israel, to save all of the Jews. Because when the famine struck in Egypt, Joseph had devised a plan from the wisdom of God that he had been given, so that when the years of plenty were so, they stored away food for the season of famine. And so Egypt was saved, and so was the family of Joseph. And when they had come to Egypt to receive, amen, some help because their family was starving, they found out that their brother was alive and he was second in command. And Joseph invited all of them, and this is a short version of the story. Go back and read it. Amen. Joseph invited all of them to come back, and Pharaoh gave them a portion of land that was called Goshen. Glory to God. But then there arose a Pharaoh that did not know Joseph, nor did he understand the relationship that Joseph had with the Pharaoh. And that Pharaoh was bitter, and he was afraid that the people of God would overtake them. So they put them into bondage. But God still had a plan. And I'm talking about the unconditional love of God that has no borders, no boundaries, no limits. God had a plan. He had a plan. Though evil was present, the Lord, he had a plan. And in Exodus 2, 11 through 15 and 3, 1 through 10, the Lord sent Moses to lead his people, the Israelites, out of the bondage of Egypt. Amen. And after many plagues hitting Egypt hard, once one last and final plague frees the people of God from Pharaoh's grasp. In Exodus 12, verses 12 through 16 and 21 through 23, glory to God. And the Lord freed them. Amen. Through, yes, there's a lot more to the story. Go back and read it. But we're talking about agape and our days of devotion and recognizing that God had a plan. Glory to God. And his plan is good. Amen. He told Joshua, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua, amen, the one that stuck close to Moses, the one that was second, amen, and like he was like his armor bearer, glory to God, he stuck close to Moses, and now he was his successor. And the Lord let him know, amen, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Glory to God, agape, the unconditional love of God. Amen. From the very beginning, he had a plan from Genesis, and we're just out of Genesis and Exodus. From Genesis through Revelation, the Lord had a love plan for his people, and his plan is good. He had a plan to keep us safe from evil. Amen. But we, being hard-headed and hard-hearted throughout history, we ran back in the face of evil to pick up evil and to wallow in evil. Even though the Lord had a plan to keep us safe, we would turn away from the safety plan and go back to the plan that was dangerous and treacherous, and it was destructive to our lives. And still we do that today. And yet the Lord loves us and still calls us by name and still rescues us out of the hands of the enemy, rescues us out of his grasp. Still, he calls our names and not doors of our heart that we might receive of his great salvation, his great plan for us, his love for us calls to us even in this hour, his agape. Glory to God. God has not forgotten you in this hour. Be strong and be courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, because the Lord loves you with an everlasting love. And his plan that had taken place through time, amen, through time, through 40 and two generations, he wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. And he sacrificed his life for our sins. He became the penalty. He paid the penalty for our sin. Past, present, and future sins. He paid the penalty for it all. His unconditional, borderless, boundaryless, limitless love for each and every one of us. It still calls out to deliver us. It still calls out to save us. The love of God. Oh my God. Oh, how glorious you are, Lord God. Oh God. How I thank you, Lord. Oh God, how my soul bows before you. Even right now, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. He's the one who heals all of our diseases, and he is the one that redeems us from our sins and our iniquities. All glory, all power, all honor to the Lord. Let's come, come, oh come, let us adore him. Come, let us adore him. The God of wonder, the God of light, the God of love, the God of judgment, the God of righteousness, the God of truth, and the God of grace. Glory, pure glory to the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to God and all of his doings. Glory be unto the Lord God Almighty and all of his doings, because everything that the Lord does, it is good. And all that he does because he loves us. All of us. He loves us. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Take a hold, amen. Grab a hold to the love of God, to the wonder of God. Amen. His love for you, amen, is immeasurable. And he wants you to receive his spirit even on today. He wants to dwell with you. The word of God lets us know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Call on his name. He has not forgotten you, no matter where you are in this hour, no matter what you've done. Cry out in his presence. The word lets us know that godly sorrow brings repentance. Repent in his presence today. Change your mind about the evil works. Change your mind about being, amen, on the side of the enemy. He is your enemy. Amen. If you don't choose God, you choose the side of Satan by default. God has set a way of escape so that we don't have to go that way. He wants you to come to him even now. His name is Jesus. And whoever calls on him, he will save you. Even Jeremiah heard the word of the Lord when he spoke it to Israel, and he let them know, even when they were in captivity, amen, to a physical tyrant, amen, they were going into captivity. He prophesied to them that they could have escaped. They could have escaped that captivity, but they chose their own way. They chose the evil of Satan. He had bamboozled them into believing that their way was right. The word lets us know there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of those ways are the ways of death. Jesus is the light of the world, and his way is life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. His way is the only way to life. Choose him today. Choose to not just be loved by God, but choose to have his spirit on the inside of you, directing your whole life. So not only will you be loved, but you will receive the abundance of life that he intends for you to have right here on earth. And then again in glory in eternity. Call on him tonight. Talk to him. Speak to him like you've never spoken. Cry out to him like you've never cried. Humble yourself before him like you've never humbled yourself. And he will hear you, and he will answer, and he will break prison that Satan prepared for your life. And he will show you a new and a perfect way. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. In Jesus' name, amen.